this morning that excellent is your name. Faithful is your name. Powerful is your name. Glorious is your name. We thank you, Lord, for being God, for all you have been doing in our lives, all you are doing, and the things that are yet to be made manifest. Lord, we bless you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this month of April, the second quarter in this year 2019. We thank you for the gift of life you have given to us, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up every day of this year. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. We are gathered this morning, O God, even for this brief time of exhortation. Speak to us. Touch us. Glorify your name. May we all not return the same way we have come. Let your name forever be exalted. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Very quickly, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Are we together? Are we together? Am I on my own? People are sounding like I'm on my own. O-Y-O. You have finished preaching, no, Pastor, you're on your own. Amen. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Go on, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20 again says, giving thanks always, not sometimes, giving thanks always for all things, not for some things, for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. You know, this issue of thanksgiving which Gio has talked about keeps recurring, and the need for us to give thanks to God always and for all things. Let's go back to verse 19. Some of the things that may help us. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Sometimes, to my regret, it does appear that what we do most of the time is spiritual songs. We don't give much attention to psalms and maybe a little more attention to hymns, which we just took. I remember there was a time we were not taking hymns in the Redeemed Christian Church of God until the Jew reinstituted it. All these are powerful ways of touching God. He says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, this is an admonition or an encouragement from the Bible for every one of us to do this every now and then. Speak to yourself in psalms. How many of us know that there are songs in the Bible? Powerful songs. There was a time in one service in my former parish where we took one Sunday to just lift up songs from the Bible and just sing. That was the service. It was a powerful and a glorious service. Are we together? Sometimes you just need to go to the Word of God and lift up songs. There are lots of powerful, powerful songs in the Bible. Let's just take a few this morning. Psalm 48, verse 1. Psalm 48, verse 1. Psalm 48, verse 1. How many of us know that song? Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole world, is Mount Zion, sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion, sides of the north, the city of the great King. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is he. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is he. Lift up your voices, let the anthem raise praises to our God. Great and mighty is the Lord our God, great and mighty is he. Again, great is the Lord, is greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, and in the mountain of his holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole world, is Mount Zion, sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion, sides of the north, the city of the great King. You know, there are some songs you sing, and you sing them with passion. You feel God rising up on his throne, rising up to defend you. Maybe I should give us that assignment to go through the Bible, particularly the Psalms, and bring out the songs inside of the Psalms. They are powerful. Another one is in Psalm, I think, 61. When you feel you are crying to God and God is not hearing you, these are songs you should sing. Psalm 61, verse 1. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayers. From the ends of the earth will I cry unto thee. And when my heart is overwhelmed, please lead me to the rock that is higher than I. That is higher than I. There was a time in my life when I was singing this song almost every day with tears. And I come out and I feel so fulfilled. Asking God, hear my cry. Change my situation. Change my circumstances. When last did you cry before the presence of the Lord? We need to get into this again. Then, of course, you know the very popular Psalm 51, verse 10. Psalm 51, verse 10. Psalm 51, verse 10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within me. Again. Create in me a clean heart, O and renew right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, Disconnected from God, maybe because of something you have done, and something the devil keeps whispering to you, God has not forgiven you. God is yet to forgive you. These are songs you bring up before God and get yourself reconnected to Him. Let's do this more often. And He says, singing to yourself in psalms and in hymns. I mean, we are in a generation where a lot of us, particularly the younger ones, do not know hymns. You do not wake up in the morning as part of your devotion, get your hymn book. I'm not saying that all the other praise songs we sing are wrong. They are good. It's part of the spiritual songs that they are talking about. But just take your hymn book and sing hymns one after the other to God. Take them one by one and begin to sing them. Before you know, 1 hour, 1.5 hours has gone. And you have done something that is so powerful before the presence of God. You know, what Jew is talking about is in one of the hymns that we know very much. You all might know it, or you will know it. You know, the hymn goes like this. You all know it, and sing along with me. When upon life's billows you are tempestuous, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. The second stanza. And you ever burden with a load of care, does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count, count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. The third one. Please, let's read it with meaning. When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you His wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your Lord on high. Count, count your blessings, name one. one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. The last one now, four. So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to the journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. You know, when you read through these hymns, beyond singing them, reading them with meaning, they can be so comforting. You know, this hymn, for instance, you will see that all of the things that cause us depression are the things that it's mentioning. You know, it talks about sometimes you feel that the cross you have been called to carry is too heavy for you to bear. You know, one problem here after another, one issue here after another. It says, in the midst of all this, remember to do what? Count your blessings. Because God is good. No, it talks again. It says, when you look at others with their lands and with their goals, no, there are sometimes you look at yourself, I graduated from school how many years ago? Look at me, I'm still mounting and still jumping buses. Look at my friends, look at my mates. This one is driving this. This one has been married. This one is this. This one is that. You begin to wonder, has God abandoned me? He says, when you think of all of those things, do what again? Count your blessings one by one. You know, I often say to us that no matter how bad your situation may be, there's somebody somewhere who is saying, God, if only I can be like him. No matter how bad, there's somebody who's praying that, God, if only you can give me what you have given to this person, I'll be happy. I won't ask you for any other thing. Count your blessings and name them one by one. Church, there's wisdom in rejoicing. There's wisdom. You elongate your life. Worries don't do you no good. It shortens your life. God does not respond to pity. God does not respond to your cry outside of his word, outside of obedience. God is not moved by pity party. Oh, look at my life. Oh, he does not respond to that. He wants you to get yourself together and obey scriptures. Rejoice even when you have, or it appears you have no reason to rejoice. And I'll tell you why. You know, there are some things that can go on in your life and you share with people and they tell you, brother, you know they want to comfort you. Rejoice. It's okay. It is well. Be happy. Oftentimes at such times, you know what you tell them? You don't understand. You don't understand. That is why you are saying this. You don't know what I am going through. And the truth of the matter is that oftentimes men don't understand. But can I tell you something? God understands. Because God knows all things. He says, we have a high priest who is touched by the feelings of our infirmities. There is nothing you are going through that God does not know. But in spite of God's knowledge and his foreknowledge, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, he says what? Rejoice always. He knows. If man told you to rejoice and you encountered problems, you say, well, he was only talking from a position of optimism. He did not understand that I will face this problem. But God knew you will face that problem. And he said what? Rejoice. One of the reasons, or let me add to the reasons, why we should thank God always is one, when we do, we demonstrate to God that we understand that he's faithful. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, put it off, verse 24. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. He says, he who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. The God who has called you, the Bible says, he is faithful. So when you praise God, you are saying, God, I know you are faithful. What does it mean to be faithful? Faithful means being loyal to your word or to your promise. Lord, I know you are faithful, irrespective of what I'm going through. Why? Because God is truly faithful. God is what? Faithful. So when we demonstrate that to God, that we know he's faithful, God enjoys it and he likes it. It spurs God on to keep you and to fulfill his promises for you. Another reason why we thank God, even when circumstances around us do not warrant that we do. You know, the Jew was talking this morning that the best time to praise God is when things may not be going well for you. Is that true? But let me tell you why also. You demonstrate to God that you also are a faithful person. God is faithful, but he also needs us to be faithful. You demonstrate to God that you are faithful. We all know that one of the greatest things that fosters bond and closeness between people is faithfulness. When people are getting married and they take marriage vows, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, what you are declaring to your spouse or your spouse-to-be is that I will be faithful to you. Though many of us do not remember those things in times of trouble. We only know for richer or richer. For health and in health. For better and better. That's why we change some songs. Some deep songs that says, what are those songs again? No matter what I face, they say, how does it go again? Well, they change to when success comes my way. That is not the song now. No matter what I face, whether things go up or go down, I will praise you. Any of you that has been in difficulty, and in the times of your difficulty, your friends left you alone and turned their backs on you. Maybe out of all your friends, only one stood by you. When you recover, which one do you show gratitude to? Which one do you stand by? Which one are you ready to kill yourself for? That one person. You know, God created us in his own image. The same thing, God. We all look up to God for what God can give to us. And when he's not coming anymore, oh boy, let me look some other way. This God is not, he's not answering. Maybe he's asleep. Let me find some other solution. Demonstrate to God that we also are faithful. Faithfulness is standing whether it is good or it is bad. And that is why they say worship is a deeper and and a by far more powerful kind of priest to God. All of them are priests, thanksgiving, but some are deeper than others. You praise God when things are going well for you. God gave you a new car. You come out and you give testimony. You get married, you come out and you thank God. But when things are not going well with you, just like Job, even though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Even though my world may be falling apart, and yet, Lord, I acknowledge you are God. There's nothing greater than that. And the Bible calls it what? A sacrifice of praise. Sacrifice is what costs you something. And if it costs you something, you are going to get something in return. David said, I will not give to God that which costs me nothing, or which does not cost me anything. May God help us. I was sharing with the workers as I closed this morning. It's just a part of faithfulness, and we need to understand that faithfulness is standing when you have no reason to stand. I was telling them that there was this pregnant woman wearing ring that went into a supermarket to shop, and one rascally man saw her, and said, baby, you are super. Super is what I mean. And the woman was like, no, they are crazy people. Why are you all looking at me like that? They are crazy people all over the place. Crazy. So the woman looked at herself like, look at, are you not seeing my stomach? The ring in my heart. I'm a married woman. Say, baby, forget it. You are super. There are mad men all over the place. Mad. Crazy. That is a pregnant woman. What if you are not even pregnant? You are wearing clothes, looking like a single lady and all that, and somebody comes to tell you that. And I said to them, it's possible that that woman, her husband, does not tell her you are super in the house. And from there, she'll begin to say, this one is telling me I'm super, so who knows? Who knows? Whether your husband is telling you super or not, you remain what? Faithful. Faithful. The same thing, men. Whether your wife serves you tea or brings food for you, but you have that secretary in the office that before you even say you want tea, she knows you need tea and she brings it. It's not a reason. Say, so, my wife is giving me stress. Let me follow this one. May God help us. In the name of Jesus. So, rejoice always. Always. Everything in life is practiced. Begin practicing it now. As you step out of church, sing songs. Even when you don't know what you are going to meet in the house. You don't know whether there's food in the house. Sing songs, praising God, and God will turn your situation around. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Perchance there's anyone in our midst who's saying, Jesus, I need you in my life. My life is falling apart. I can't contain it. I can't handle it. There's one who has said, cast your burdens upon me, for I care. And that person is Jesus. I want you to give him a try. Cast your cares, cast your burdens upon him. If you are here and what I'm saying is you, please just wave your hand at me. Just wave it as an indication of the fact that you are saying, Jesus, come into my life. Is there anyone? Is there anyone? Is there anyone? If you are, please lift up your hand very well so I can see you. All I want to do is pray with you. You're saying, Jesus, come into my life and come into my heart. There's a brother behind there. Thank you. Is there anyone else who's making that decision? Is there anyone else? Anyone else? There's nothing to be ashamed about. It is about you and your destiny. Is there anyone else? I want to pray with you. That's all I want to do. Jesus, come into my life. Can I ask you one more thing? Just come forward. Come forward so I can pray with you. We can join our faith together and call on God. Come forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Rock of Ages. Is there anyone else? Anyone else? Let this be the beginning of a new life for you. Lord, we bless you. Lord, we give you glory. My brothers, I bless God for you. I thank God for what God has begun in your lives today. The Christian journey is a journey of faith and a journey of joy. God created us, and we cannot live our lives better than God can make us. And that is why I congratulate you this morning. Because by coming out and yielding your lives, you are saying, I'm handing my life back to God. He created me, and he created me for a purpose. Let him use me for what he wants. And I pray that from today onwards, you will not take a wrong turn in life. God will guide you. God will lead you into your destinies. God will cause you to fulfill destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. The reason why he created you, you will discover it in the mighty name of Jesus. I just want to do a few things to encourage you. This decision you have taken is not a small one. It's a serious decision, which is to your benefit. Okay? So, to keep this decision, because Jesus is coming back, what I want you to do on a daily basis or on a weekly basis is every morning when you wake up, pray. To pray means to talk to God. As your leg touches the ground from the bed, you say, good morning, Lord. Thank you, Father, for today. Because you know that it's God that is keeping us. It's not by our power, not by anything we are doing. There are people who are better than us, stronger than us, finer than us. They eat better than, they have more money, but they are no longer alive. They sleep and they don't wake up. So you thank God for creating you and tell God what you want God to do for you. That is what it means to talk to God and pray. You may do it for 5 minutes, you may do it for 10 minutes, you may do it for 20 minutes, but I'm sure the more you do it, the better and the more enjoyable it gets. That's number one. Number two, read your Bible every day, as much as possible. If you don't have a Bible, we make a commitment to provide one for you. Just let me know after service, okay? And reading the Bible is, just ask God, speak to me. It's a love letter. This whole Bible is a love letter written to you, written to each one of us. It could be one chapter, it could be two verses, whatever. Before you open it, say, Lord, speak to me. I want to know your mind today. Tell me what to do. He will talk to you. Are we together? Then the last thing I want you to do always, go to church. You are making a decision of a lifetime. If you had not been in church today, you will not make this decision. So I encourage you to come to church regularly. If you live around here, please come to this church. If you don't live around here, look for a Bible-believing church around you and attend regularly, because that is how we grow in the midst of brethren. And the Geo talked about it today as well. Okay? Don't stay in your house, but go to church whenever there's church. There's Sunday service. There's Tuesday service, which we call Bible study or digging deep, where you learn how to interpret the Bible little by little, so that when you are in Kafanchan and pastor is not there, nobody's there, and you face troubles, you know how to handle it. You don't need to be calling somebody on the phone. Network can fail. You deal with the problem yourself. Is that okay? So three things. Pray every day. Read your Bible every day. Attend church regularly. And God will bless you. So just say after me, Father, I thank you for your Son, whom you sent to come and die for me. Today, with all of my heart, I receive your Son, Jesus Christ, into my life and into my heart, to be my Lord and to be the Savior of my life. Thank you for saving me from hellfire. I declare by faith, I am saved and I'm born again. In Jesus' name, amen. Almighty Father, I lift up my two brothers who have yielded their lives to you. And as they have done, O God, may they never have a reason to look backwards. When you return, Lord God, find them. In the mighty name of Jesus, answer their prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Congratulations. Let's just take one prayer and say, Father, give me a heart of thanksgiving. Make me always thankful. Make me conscious of thanksgiving. Give me a heart of thanksgiving, O Lord. Help me, Father. Help me, Jehovah. Help me to always thank you in all situations, in all circumstances. Make me obedient to your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father Lord. And so shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Lord, by faith we receive hearts of thanksgiving. Make us a people of thanksgiving and praise in all situations and circumstances. May our lives be a praise of you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen.